One of the things that happens a lot in our town are people come to visit and play on the Oregon Dunes. And we are all used to hearing the machines zipping up and down the hill. And we see the RVs and the toy carriers going through town, stopping at the grocery store or the gas stations. Joining me right now are three folks who, well, they usually express some concern about the safety of what's happening out on the dunes. Dr. Bruce Watanabe is an orthopedic surgeon with Peace Health, and he has to deal with some of the injuries that come into the emergency department. Matt House is deputy chief with the Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority, and primarily dealing, Matt, with all operations. And Misty Watzek is the manager of the emergency department at Peace Harbor Medical Center. Thank you all for coming with us and talking to us on our town. Misty, you're the manager, so talk to me about why you guys wanted to talk to us on our town today.
Yeah, so at Peace Harbor, we're a level 3 trauma center. And one of the things that we want to do as a trauma center is not only take care of people when they're injured, but prevent them from being injured in the first place. So we decided that we would hold an event and go out where we see a lot of our trauma coming from, which is the dunes. We live here and play here as well. So getting the opportunity to go out and do some education with people and also some giveaways is something that we wanted to do.
That is going to take the shape of what?
Yeah, so we're going to do an event. We're calling it the Dunes Day. We'll be going out to the dunes at Goose Pasture and doing a community outreach. It's Memorial Weekend, so it's a busy time for us. And we'll be doing some raffles of safety equipment, some training with people to provide emergency care while they're out there on the dunes, and then also getting to know our community. So.
And that'll be out at the Goose Pasture staging area. That's at the bottom of the hill on South Chetty Road. Matt, you've been responding to calls on the dunes for how many years now?
24
yeah
ish
you started when you were 7, I think.
Yeah, I was really young. I was actually on the dunes with my grandpa teaching me.
Tell me some of the things that you've experienced over the years that maybe could have been prevented if somebody had known just a few things.
When we talk about dune safety, I always go back to the main three: is know your area, scout your area before you go out, and then when you're back out, ride in that same area, take the time and scout it again, because our dunes change in a matter of minutes with the winds that we get coming through. Mm-hmm. Second thing is wear your personal protective equipment. Always have your helmet, chest guard, boots, everything that protects you against any potential injury. And last is, you know, stay away from the alcohol while you're driving. I mean, most of the injuries that we have usually has some kind of alcohol component. It's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still out there.
Well, yeah, the Forest Service actually prohibits the consumption and use of alcoholic beverages while you're on the dunes, but that we all know that people don't always follow those rules. Yeah. They're there to have a good time, and they think they're not going to hurt anything. It's a human nature, a certain standard.
That's why we go back to the three. You know where you're riding, wear your protective gear, and stay away from that stuff when you're riding. Right.
Dr. Bruce Watanabe is an orthopedic surgeon, and orthopedics means you work on bones.
Bones
and joints. I imagine over the last many years, you've seen several incidents coming off the dunes dealing with that. Before we came on the air, you were talking to me about hand and arm injuries that could be preventable. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Bob, we're starting to see a prevalence of side-by-side, the two-wheeler or the two-person vehicles now. And what is a common, unfortunate, preventable injury is oftentimes if these vehicles roll over, it's a reflex for the driver or, more commonly, the passenger to put their hand out because they feel like they're falling. And sometimes these are slow motion or sometimes even very rapid motions. But putting that hand out past the roll cage can cause an amputation, a loss of a hand, bad fractures that we see commonly. And those are preventable if the passenger can keep their hands in. So we're going to be promoting some education about wrist restraints. We'll be giving out a set of those from a company called Team Tech from Michigan that makes a very good set for those. And just trying to educate people that these are preventable injuries if they have the proper safety equipment.
So when you talk about wrist restraints, are you talking about actually strapping the passenger's wrists down while they're in the vehicle?
They are connected to the vehicle, so they have movement so they can hold onto the seat or the bar, but it can't go past the roll cage, so it keeps that arm contained and protected.
I would imagine something like that might make it a little more difficult to get out of the ATV?
Usually they're quick release, okay. So they're usually connected to the harness. So you flip the harness, and that's what gets you out of the seat. And the wrist restraints are connected to that, so it doesn't take any longer to get out of the vehicle with the harnesses on.
Now, you three, none of you are old enough to remember when they first started introducing seatbelts. I was a wee child at the time. But I know it was a big adjustment for people. They like, oh, I'm not going to wear a seatbelt. Same way with motorcycle helmets. I'm not going to wear a motorcycle helmet. You know, I'm going to be free. Well, you probably experience the same type of attitude from people when it comes to wearing the proper safety equipment. Matt, you've seen a lot of those. But do you have people, are they coming around to...
Oh, I'd definitely say yeah. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, we had people no helmets. Their kids weren't out there riding with no helmets. That mentality has definitely shifted to be more safe where they're out in the dunes.
And I think as we all get older and wiser, and we're around people who are older and wiser, that it does rub off, doesn't it? So, Misty, tell me about this. You're going to be at the parking lot at the staging area on that Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. And what are the hours you're going to be there?
Yeah, so we'll be there Saturday, May 25th from 10 to 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay. That way we have plenty of opportunity to meet different people when they're coming and going and really, you know, get that equipment out there. Also some beverages and snacks. You know, you're hungry when you go on the dunes generally, or maybe you skipped breakfast before you went out because you were trying to get out. So I wanted to be there for a fair amount of
time. So how are you going to get people to stop and talk to you?
Well, food.
Food. Okay. That usually works for me.
Yeah.
And the giveaways, too.
Lots of giveaways. I mean, we have donations from, like Dr. Watanabe said, Team Tech, The Sportsman, Florence Motorsports, Liat, Luno. We've got a variety of different things, as well as donations from our own staff.
And I imagine you're probably going to be wearing bright clothing.
Well, inherently, fire and EMS attracts people to come
it does,
over, too.
It?
So
yeah.
We'll have some of our vehicle stage also for potential response, but just be there in the present and show people this is our response package if you were to get in an accident.
Right. And, you know, one thing is you kind of say, this is what's going to come after you. Mm-hmm. And people go, oh, I don't want that to happen. But then again, at the same time, this probably makes them feel a little bit better to know that you're prepared to go do that.
Definitely are prepared. Yeah.
We're talking about a Dunes Safety Expo, I guess, on Saturday the 25th of May. Thank you. From 10 until 4 at Goose Pasture Staging Area. Misty, what did you call it? Doomsday?
Doomsday. Had a ring to it. We couldn't stop. We kept calling it that and just kept ran with it.
Anything else I need to know about this topic? I mean, this is serious stuff. Dr. Watanabe?
Well, I think I would echo what Matt said is that, you know, We want people to come to Florence. We want them to have fun. It's a great city. We have all kinds of recreational opportunities, but we want them to do it safely, and we don't necessarily want to meet them in the emergency room.
We'd like to have them come back.
That's right. Come out and learn and get some prizes, and let's do it safe.
And, of course, we're talking to people in our town about this is because a lot of people come into town, but if somebody is working at the local gas station or restaurant or at the Sportsman, you mentioned them, and you say, hey, go check that out on the 25th. It's really important. Matthew, any final thoughts about dune safety?
And we all know it would be safe out there. It's extreme sports. We get extreme injuries.
Misty, nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in. What are your final words on this?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we're part of this community, too. We'll be out there ourselves enjoying ourselves while we're out there. You'll see some of us with our own equipment out on the dunes. So we want you to have a great time. We just want you to be safe doing it.
Well, thank you all for coming in. Well, that wraps up the first hour of Our Town for the month of May. We'll take a break for news. When we come back, we'll have some visits with Rody Royalty. We'll talk about pet planning and a little bit more. Thanks for listening to Our Town.